Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Woke up and I'm not playing basketball. I am. This is a business, and these are people working at their desks.
Yes.
He's the Stephen Paddock of dating. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
He's just firing away.
Yeah.
I come on. Like, I was doing the math a little bit. The last time I really went more than, like, more than 10 days without drinking was JRTC 2008.
Oh, wow. Nice.
There was a couple different things in there. Number one, the last 2 years, definitely almost every single night. So it was like, okay, I definitely classify a full-blown alcoholic at this point. Right. Can I quit by myself? And yes, I could.
Yeah, you proved it. So now, stop. It's really irritating to me that you're not drinking.
Why? It's not like it changes my personality.
I actually commented on the podcast listener page today. I said, bring back Drunk Jared.
Yeah.
I told you, I will go hang out with you this week.
I will say, I support your health first. No. I truly believe that as a friend. No. But there is things called moderation. Like, you know, maybe take 3 days a week off and not
you
get
see, I couldn't
smacked,
do that.
Hammered.
Like, I would go home, even if I was by myself, and look at, like, a full half gallon of booze. Like, that's a brand new half gallon. Let's get rid of that. And by 2 a.m, I'm blacking out, putting pizzas in the oven, and almost killing myself.
See, I did it good last night. I hadn't drank for a few days, and I had 2 whiskeys, and then went to bed and woke up like a champion.
See, mine's like a fire hydrant. There's no such thing as 2 whiskeys.
Right, but you can work on it. So that's the harder part, is like finding moderation. Quitting cold turkey's great, but that's never going to extend the rest of your life. You're going to drink. Just environmentally.
I think I should tailor it to occasions, not by myself.
That's fair.
There you go. That's just good rules.
Yeah.
You'd be like, not by myself.
Rules. Yeah. Not by myself.
Not by myself.
Or when we're doing things, when we have important things to do.
But then you're going to be like, I posted on Instagram. It's a celebration.
Maybe.
Yeah. You start bargaining with yourself.
Do you like sober me better?
Technically speaking, I'm in a chat group. I'm not alone. Technically speaking.
I like sober Jared because when you come in the office, normally you're like, no, what? Everything's fine. You just look like shit. And now you've been very lively, a lot more engaging. And it
I
makes
remember
me feel,
everything.
Yeah.
I'm not promising random weird people weird
well,
stuff.
Well, that part is true. You usually always remember stuff. You remember weird shit, actually, but you do overpromise. You're like, we have 5 beds in this house. You're like, oh, we could fit probably 30 people. I'm gonna, like, you're a retarded person.
Can you say the R word anymore? I think
absolutely.
It's
yeah.
I think
no,
it's
no, no, no.
Are we done with
okay.
that word too? Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
No, no, we're not getting rid of words. Come on.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's not
do
even
that
a medical term, by the way. So I'm not. I have no problem saying that one. It's it's just making fun of a normal human that's just being
stupid. Again, like, we're in the age of identifying. You can say, but I'm retarded.
We are retarded.
I can use it. I can use the word.
I'm stupid as fuck. I'm cool with that.
I didn't say you're acting like a person with Down syndrome. That's offensive.
Yeah, that's mean.
Yeah.
I think Michael Scott said it best. He said, you don't call retarded people retards. You call your friends retards when they're acting retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, but